in the air, right center field. Engel back at the warning track at the wall. Adam leaps. Oh, he did it again! Adam Engel! More highway robbery! Three in the homestand! Insane!
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go,
insane.
Go, 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 one.
That's a good thing. It's 10:09. Jason Benetti with the call on TV there. This is John Williams. And once in a while, since we're not playing baseball, but we know someday they will play again on the north and south sides. We've been catching up with some of the players from the White Sox. We're anxious to get the team back on the air here at WGN. Dave Ennett, we have another player to visit with today.
Yes, we do.
It's one Adam Engel, who is spectacular in the field and is probably as frustrated as anybody wanting to get back on the field. Hey, Adam, you're on the air. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today? Thanks for having me on.
Pretty good. Am I right about that? I mean, we're itching for the games to return, but you guys must just be pulling your hair out.
Yeah, this is definitely an interesting time for players, just waiting to get back out there. And we're sitting at home, you know, experiencing spring at our homes that we've never experienced before, or at least not in, you know, years and years. So we're excited to get back out there for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting point, isn't it? For a guy like you who's been playing baseball since he was probably 4 years old, every spring you're out playing baseball all day long. Now, I guess, are you being quarantined? You live in Ohio, right?
Yeah, we live in Ohio, so we're on lockdown right now. So, I got to actually, there's been some good upside to it, as far as I got to celebrate my niece's birthday with her a couple days ago, which is something I haven't been able to do in years. So, there's definitely some ups to it, but that comes with no baseball. So, it's definitely an interesting time.
Yeah. By the way, Dave, are you hearing anything, Ennett, from W? By the way, Adam, say hello to Dave Ennett. I suppose you guys have met before. WGN
Adam,
Radio.
Good
Sports.
Morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Yeah.
You were.
Go ahead, Dave.
You were asking, John.
Well, I was just wondering what the prognosis is. I've heard that we aren't writing off the baseball season yet, right?
No, not by a long shot. There have been no decisions. There's no specific plan. There have been a couple plans that have been floated out there, and apparently one in particular gaining some momentum. But at this point, it kind of looks like we're talking about towards the summer, playing games without fans in the stands. So, Adam, the question becomes, right now you were having a great spring out in Arizona with the White Sox. What do you do now to try to keep the edge going when you've got these couple of months or more until you actually get back on the diamond?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I think you have to take, the pandemic here pretty serious, and kind of keep that as our number one priority as players, but at the same time try and be smart about staying sharp and trying not to lose too much of, kind of what we were working towards there in the spring. So just taking advantage of some of the resources and connections you have back at home. Like, I've been able to work out at a couple different private gyms where I'll go in and work out in the morning and sanitize real well. And then the one nice thing about the weather right now is we can actually get out to parks, local parks. There's been a group of four or five pro guys that are in the area where I'm from, and we've been able to go out to just a local park and take batting practice outside, and kind of minimize risk as far as that goes. So you can't do a whole lot, nothing that compares to spring training itself, but there's definitely some options out there where we can at least stay in shape and, try not to lose too much of what we had going there.
White Sox center fielder Adam Engel's on a phone line. I got an idea for you. Here's a drill for you, Adam. You might want to write this down if you've got a number two pencil. Have somebody get a tennis ball, and you stand in front of your garage, and then you run into the garage door, and they'll throw the ball up like by the roof, and you've got to jump and get it before it goes over the roof, and you slam into the garage, which would be kind of the way you play center field, just recklessly running, leaping, catching, slamming. How about that?
Yeah, I try and save as much contact for live games as I can, but, you know, that wouldn't be a bad way to simulate a ball at the wall, that's for sure.
Literally, I wonder about it. I mean, are you thinking when you're running towards center field, right center, left center, when you're running towards the wall, how do you not get gun shy about that wall there? Because you're famous for some of your spectacular catches.
John, he's a football player. He's got a football player's mentality.
Did you play football, Adam?
I did, yeah. And that was actually where I was going to go with that. Just kind of that experience. I know everybody's probably got a little bit of a different way to go about it. But for me, I actually have that thought running through my head, like just run through the catch like you would in football, knowing that, you know, contact's kind of coming, and you try not to think about how much it's going to hurt, and just go for it, and hopefully the ball's on the right side of the wall and you can come down with it.
So Adam, where have the harder hits come, on the football field or in the outfield?
Oh man, there's some walls throughout the MLB where they got a little bit of give to them. And then I ran into the wall in Detroit last year pretty hard, and there was no give on that one. And I would say running into a stationary wall that has, I want to say there's cement or there's a brick wall behind the one in Detroit.
Yeah.
And I was thinking running into that where there's absolutely no give is probably worse than any hit I've taken in football.
You know how, like, they'll rate the hot dogs or the this or the that at different parks? You should come up with Adam Engel's list of the best and the worst walls in MLB, and, you know, just coming from your personal experience. Do you have a catch that you remember most fondly, a play where even you surprised yourself?
Ooh. I would say probably the – I made a catch my rookie year against McCann, actually, I think when he was with the Astros. I made a catch in right center field where I kind of climbed the chain link a little bit and was able to bring a home run back. And then I came up to the plate, you know, an inning or two later, and he looked at me and he goes, "You just broke my heart, kid." You know?
Yeah.
And I mean, the catch was cool, but just the experience, you know, a guy like him, he's you know, a really, really good guy, great baseball player. So stuff like that I'll remember for sure.
No kidding. Well, the fans sure do too.
And Adam, am I right? Was this kind of feeling like a breakthrough spring training for you offensively?
Yeah, offensively I felt really good at the plate. You know, made some adjustments in the off season, and then even once I got into spring, just working with the new hitting coaches, it was great to connect with them, and you know, they're awesome communicators and you know, really good at what they do. So I was able to soak up even a little bit more there early on in the spring, and felt good at the plate. And unfortunately, obviously, with the pandemic, things got cut short, but it's actually been nice to be able to now kind of continue to work on some of those same things that I had started working on in the spring and felt good about, you know, taking those things into games. You know, this has given us some extra opportunity to just continue to polish off what, you know, what I had been working on early. So hopefully once things get going again, I can just pick up where I left off and keep things going.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Although I wonder, like you said a moment ago, you were actually taking some live pitching. I was glad to hear that, because I would imagine it's difficult to replicate the hitting experience even in a batting cage with a machine, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely, that's probably the hardest thing, is to get back in the box against live arms. Like I said, we've got a group here that, you know, I don't know if a lot of guys have access to this, but the Cincinnati area has actually got a lot of pro ball guys. So I've been able to face some really, really good arms live, and, you know, it's definitely an advantage, I would say. It's still kind of hard because we don't have a full team of guys, and you still have to be careful. Even parks have a limit to how many people can be out there, and pitchers aren't quite fully ramped up. You know, they're trying not to go full tilt like they would be if we were in spring, but you know, they're throwing live like maybe once a week or so. So not quite like what I'd experienced in the spring, but definitely better than nothing.
Do you guys get direction from the team, like do this or do that, lift weights, run, do experience live pitching, get in a cage? I can think of all sorts of things they might want you to be doing. How much communication do you have with the team?
I think the whole communication thing with the team is, I guess I shouldn't say communication. They're basically urging us to do what we can, but making safety our number one priority. So obviously with what's going on, you can't say, hey, you guys need to make sure you're doing this, this, and this, especially if, maybe one of those things is, compromising our health. So I think they totally understand the situation because, they're in it themselves as well. But, they're urging us to, do the most you can while still being completely safe and not putting anybody at risk. So that's, it's going to look different from player to player. So that's kind of what, I understand, at least. There's definitely programs that they're sending us and saying, like, hey, if you can't be at home, do this, or if you're working out at home, do this program. If you can get to a weight room, do this program. And they're doing the best they can to try and, facilitate our workouts. But again, everybody's situation is different, so it's kind of hard to, 100% be on the same page with each and every player.
Yeah. I wonder, do you care if you guys play in Arizona or in Chicago? Like, I've heard different scenarios where all the games are, down there, or maybe you guys play in empty parks here. Do you have any preference one way or the other?
I would rather be in Chicago, but am I going to object to any proposal? I would say my number one priority is making sure I'm not, away from my family for the entirety of whatever season we have. I think that was one proposal that was being thrown around.
Yeah.
Was quarantining players from their families too. I think that might be the only, proposal that I would try and, seek out a little bit more information on. I don't think object is the right word, but I know a lot of guys are itching to get back out there, and especially if we're with our families, I don't see guys having a huge problem with a lot of what's going on, as long as everybody's safe. I think that's kind of the assumption being made here, is if everybody's safe, we know our family's safe, we know we're not putting anybody at risk by doing what we're doing, then I think guys aren't really going to care whether it's in Chicago or Arizona.
I was thinking, Dave, about that article in Sports Illustrated a couple weeks ago. We visited with the woman that wrote it. Her name escapes me just now, but she said she doesn't see a scenario where baseball comes back this year, because if the guys are playing on the south side or in Arizona, they're going to need to be quarantined somehow or another. They can't be mixing with anybody that won't similarly be quarantined. And then you've got people that groom the field. Would they need to be quarantined? And if one person passes it to another, you're back to square one again. So she was very, very cautious about it.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of unknowns still. And it seems the most likely scenario still seems to be at least starting the season out in Arizona and possibly in Florida for the Grapefruit League teams. They're talking about Texas now, and then from that point, kind of see how it goes. But quarantining the teams when they're not at the ballpark and certainly not having fans there, Adam, I'm sure that's something that you've thought about, the idea of playing in front of empty stands, which I guess, considering last night watching The Last Dance, watching an inter-squad game in front of empty stands in Barcelona, you guys play some inter-squad games in empty ballparks. It wouldn't be all that uncommon for you, would it? I mean, something you can get used to?
Yeah, obviously the fans are a huge part of, what we do. Like, the fans, especially in Chicago, are awesome, and they definitely give us an advantage when we're at home. I think we would do what we had to do. I think that's kind of what it comes down to, is as players, we want to get out there, and we know that our fans are watching at home, and we want to play for them, and we want to get on TV so they can watch us play and have something to root for. Would it be, a letdown knowing that we don't get to play in front of them and they can't come out and watch us play? Absolutely. Yeah, we want to play for our fans. You know, they've been good to us and we want to, you know, try and do our best for them. So it would definitely be a bummer. But if we had to play, you know, just on TV, then I think that's something that the guys would, obviously I don't speak for the entirety of the MLB, sure, and my opinions are my own. But I would say that the guys would be okay with that.
What are you watching, by the way? What's the Adam Engel top 10 or top 5, top 3 things he's been watching on TV now since he's been quarantined?
So my wife has been watching a ton of Grey's Anatomy. So I've been, she like started it from
throwback.
Like season 1.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've been jumping in on some of those just to have some time. We got 3 kids under 3 right now, so we're scrambling for free time, especially not really being able to have babysitters come in and help us out. So, every day is kind of been waking up and you know, it's been great. A lot of good family time with the kids and all that. But we haven't had a whole lot of time for Netflix outside of, you know, the late hours.
Okay,
and maybe a little bit during nap time. So,
Grey's Anatomy. What else are you looking at?
Honestly, I don't watch a whole lot of TV. Grey's Anatomy, especially with no live sports, that's kind of been my thing. Is I don't watch. I try not to watch TV unless it's a live sporting event, and obviously we don't have any live sports.
Yeah, no kidding. So, what are your kids' names, Adam?
So our oldest is Clark Isabella. We've got 3 girls. So Clark Isabella, our middle is Riley Jane, and then our youngest, she's 3 months now, is Blake Kingsley.
Blake, Clark, and Riley. Wow. Those are great names. And 3 under 3?
Yes, yes.
You're going to go for 4 under 4, 5 under 5? What's the plan here?
We're just trying to keep our heads above water right now with 3 under 3. So we didn't really plan a whole lot for the kids coming this close together. But if we could choose, you know, waiting a little bit on number 4, I think we definitely want to have number 4.
Yeah. Oh, you do.
Maybe
yeah.
not as quickly as, yeah, you know, the first 3 were. So.
Yeah, no kidding. And then you're right. Since you guys are on lockdown, I don't know, is anybody else able to come? Are the grandparents coming over and helping out sometimes?
Yeah. We've been seeing, luckily, my parents live about 5 minutes away, and then my in-laws also live about 5 minutes away. So I married my high school sweetheart. So we're back here in Loveland, Ohio, which is, you know, like a suburb of Cincinnati. And we've been seeing grandparents a lot. You know, we've been definitely trying to take advantage of seeing grandparents. So that's been a huge help.
Everybody's wiping. You know, it's funny because, of course, your grandparents would see your kids. But in this day and age, anytime you say I'm working out with other guys or the grandparents saw the kids, you need to almost have an explanation for people like, OK, don't worry, we are doing it in a safe way. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been taking a ton of precaution as far as, you know, anytime we go somewhere, like I'm really the only one going to the grocery store right now.
Right.
I got hand sanitizer in my car. We've got masks. We've got, you know, the whole 9. So we're doing everything we can and washing our hands a lot. You know, showering once I get home from being outside the house. And, you know, we're trying everything we can, making sure, you know, we're doing everything to build our immune systems from a supplement standpoint and things of that nature, making sure we're eating well and getting sleep and all those things. So, and then when it comes to the grandparents, you know, we're trying to just go over there clean. You know, I think they understand the situation. And, you know, we're trying to make sure that we do everything we can. And we understand there's definitely some risk there, but I think that's kind of, you know, with everybody, if you don't want to completely shut yourself off from the world, there's at least some risk of going to another family's home, and everybody's being respectful and trying to stay as socially distanced as possible,
right?
From everybody else. But, you know, we're trying not to sacrifice, you know, the relationships with our parents too. So
Adam Engel's the Chicago White Sox outfielder in Loveland, Ohio. Stay healthy, stay well, stay in shape. We don't want you coming back with the quarantine 15.
Right, yeah.
So good luck to you and your family, and thanks for giving us some of your time. Say hi to everybody for us, Adam, and we'll see you out at the ballpark.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Adam. By the way, Dave, yeah, talk about somebody who I said is itching probably to get back out. Three kids under three.
Wow.
That's a nice conversation. What a good guy. All right, Mr. Ennett, I'm done with your services today. You join Bob Surratt tomorrow morning, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, John.
That's our Dave Ennett.